All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WMCFM College Park. My name is DJ Shaman. You're listening to Shaman Mons. This is our last episode of the semester, which is kind of crazy, and I'm really, 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 really sad. We have a lot of great stuff I want to get into, but before we do that, we are going to get into a little PSA, and we're going to get right into it.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, this is our Season 2 finale, Summer Break Special, and Mid-Year List Extravaganza. We have a bunch of amazing songs I want to go through. A bunch of songs that, like, give off the vibe of summer, and that is because they have summer explicitly in the title. That's okay. And also some of my favorite songs from my favorite albums of the year so far. I did this last semester with the season finale Winter Break Special and Year End List Extravaganza, but then it was much more cohesive because I had a lot more work to go through. But honestly, this has been a really great year for music so far, and I can't wait to get into it. But we're going to kick it off with one of our first summer selections. This is Summer Connection by Teiko Unuki.
Ah,
All right, that was Summer Connection by Taiko Onuki off her album Sunshower. And it kind of like just generally exudes very positive, very bright. Like I'm listening to this on my way to class, and like despite me absolutely hashtag losing my mind, I feel somewhat at peace. Just jaunting around with enjoying the bright weather. And now going to our first edition of some new music that came out this year. This actually came out a few weeks ago. This is the band Freako off their new album, Something Worth Waiting For, which I feel might end up in my top five at the end of the year. I listened to this album like once or twice through because I was just so busy I couldn't spend time listening to the music I really wanted to as of late. But like once I have the time, I definitely want to dive back into it. But this is one of the new songs off the album, although the singles are all really so impressively good. This is their song, Hot Air Balloon.
The singers and painters and doll bands with their pretty songs. I don't want none of it, no
That was Hot Air Balloon by Freako off their album Something Worth Waiting For. And I would say Something Worth Waiting For is something worth listening to. That album is incredible. Now, when making this list of, like, you know, songs with summer in the name, I literally just typed in summer in my songs and just see what actually popped up, because I just, like, add albums all the time. I just forget what I'm actually adding, what I actually have in my library. But I just got reminded of this incredible album, All Together Now by Chance. And if anything, this song explicitly exudes summer vibes, because the song is quite literally just named Summer. It is very bright, very vibrant, and honestly a mood booster as much as all the other ones. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. This is Summer by Chance. Alright, what you just heard was Summer by Chance off the album All Together Now. Now this next song is came from one of my most anticipated album releases of the year. It came out last Friday, and it kind of skyrocketed to the top of my list. But it's not going to come without its bias, because I've been listening to this band since they released their debut album. Yeah, like a few years ago. And they've been out for like a while. But this band, Lip Critic, their album in 2024 came out like roughly the same time, Hex Dealer quickly became one of my favorite albums of like the 2020s so far. It's like if you miss Death Grips, this is the band for you. It's like industrial hip hop, but with a lot like much like with a larger emphasis on like the very punky edge. But on their new album, Theft World, they lean much more into like the industrial kind of experimental production styles. And honestly, for the better, I'm going to talk about another album that's later in the list, but my gripe with it is that it's too short. So many great stuff, but I just wish it was longer than like 31 minutes. But this is one of the singles, not to say that the rest of the album is amazing, I just need you to listen to the album. But this is one of the singles. This song is called Talon. All right, that was Talon by Lip Critic off their brand new album, Theft World, if you're just tuning in. Now, down to our next summer song. One of the best summer songs of all time. When I was making this list and I was going through all the songs I had summer and I came across this one, I was like, oh, that's a no-brainer. I have to include this because this is not only one of the best summer songs, but just one of the best songs of all time in general, dare I say. Hot take, but also not at all. This is off of one of my favorite albums of all time, Remember Summer Days by Henri. Enjoy.
Oh,
All right, that was Remember Summer Days by Henry, off of one of the best albums of all time, dare I say? Timely. Now, this next song, I guess, like, this is, like, a little bit of a change of pace. It's, like, well, A, it's instrumental, but, like, the fact that it's instrumental isn't what different. But it's, like, it's very kind of, like, it's very lax. It came out in, like, I'm going to say the last, like, January 23rd, I believe. So it was, like, one of the first albums of the year that I was actually really waiting for, of a group that I got into last October, I want to say. But their newest album is just a big old bundle of joy. This is Yin Yin, off their album Yatta. This is Golden Lion. All right, what you just heard was Golden Lion by Yin Yin off their new album, Yatta, with an exclamation point at the end. Because, you know what, it deserves an exclamation point at the end. Now back to our summer saga of songs that just generally remind me of good times and fun weather. This is kind of a little bit up in the air for that because it does say summertime, like it's summertime in the title, but it does have this kind of quaint, kind of somber, kind of muted energy to it. But like, it is representative of kind of just a very kind of quaint, muted summer day, you know? This is It's Summertime by The Flaming Lips off of one of the greatest albums ever, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots.
It's summertime, and I can understand if you still sad. It's summertime. No, it's hard to see. It's true.
What you just heard was It's Summertime by the Flaming Lips off their album Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Now, going back to one of my favorite albums of the year that dropped so far, I was listening to this while I was driving to dance practice. I do remember this. I was driving to one of the ballroom practice sessions, and then I'm on my way home to spring break, listening to this album, and I'm going to tell you this. This is not a ballroom album. In fact, it is the complete opposite. This is from the band Zoo, spelled Z-U, and this is Italian progressive noise rock. It's kind of weird. It's like three guys. One does the drums, one does the bass, and the other does the baritone saxophone. And they also collaborated with one of my favorite singers of all time, Mike Patton. Not on this album, but like one of their earlier releases. Their new album, Ferrum Sidereum, is how I think you pronounce it. Sleeper hit of the year. No one's talking about it, which kind of upsets me, but that is okay. Because I get to show it to you guys of how good it is. But this is the second off the album, the second song off the album. This is called Golgotha off of Ferrum Sidereum by Zoo. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. All right, what you just heard was Golgotha by Zoo off their new album, Ferrum Sidereum. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm realizing we're actually doing really, really well on time. But unfortunately, now we're down to our last summer song, unfortunately. This is Bleep Blop by the Bleep Bloop Bloops off their album Bleep and Bloop. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard Bleep Bloop Bloop Blop Bloop by the Bleep Bloops off their album Bleep and Bloop. I'm joking, that was Summertime by the Sundays off their album Static and Silence. Now, this next song is, we're actually doing really great on time, so we could probably fit something more after that, but this is off my favorite album of the year so far, Converge. Mathcore pioneers, metalcore legends from the early 2000s, honestly, until now. And they're dropping a new album in like a month or so. Heck yeah. It was also a surprise release. But this is my favorite song off their new album. But this is Make Me Forget You by Converge off their new album, Love Is Not Enough. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. A little interruption. I apologize. I turned the thing on. There we go. My bad. All right, what you just heard there was Make Me Forget You by Converge off their brand new album and their first album of the year, Love Is Not Enough. Now, shockingly, we have like some time before the next show, before we have a Pop Past and Present hosted by Andrew Cosgrove. And I have time for one more song, actually. My favorite Polka Dot Men of the Year dropped an album in early April. And I want to showcase that for you guys right now. Again, this is going to be our last song of the semester, which is very bittersweet because I genuinely had a great time, especially because last semester I kind of got my show halfway through. And this time I get the full period. So thank you for everyone who has tuned in before, or honestly, people who want to tune in more next semester, because we will be back more, doing more cities, doing more stuff, doing more fun, amazing ventures, I guess. I don't know how to leave this. But you know what? I appreciate all of you guys for tuning in, listening in whenever you have the time. Hopefully we can get a bunch better spot in the next semester, because I know that, you know, you guys are busy with classes, and 2 to 3 probably is the most ideal time. But if you've tagged along, your time does not go unnoticed, and we appreciate you more than you realize here at Sean Mons Mons, aka just me. Anyways, enough yapping. This is Your Zarad by Engine de Poitrine, other album, Volume 2. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you next semester. Goodbye. Thank you.